Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
I'm still trying to figure out why it's okay for men to date younger, but it's frowned upon when women date younger. So I had a situation many years ago. And I moved to a new city and I met this guy and he was just so cute. And we started talking and then we started kissing and then we started doing other things and all these exciting places. And it was like really, really nice. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, let's see where it goes. Yeah, it's new. I'm in a new place. Let's see where it goes. So one day we're all standing around and his mom had come around and she was so excited telling me about her day. And oh my gosh, it's my baby's birthday. And I was like, you didn't even tell me today was your birthday. And he's like, yeah, today is my birthday. And she was like, oh my gosh, my baby turned. And it ended in teen.
Oh.
And I was not a teen. I wasn't very far from
it. Not too far from it, but.
But I sure would have liked to have known that your age ended in teen. When I tell you my jaw hit the floor, oh my gosh, immediately I was like, am I going to jail over this?
Gosh, you know
like,
what?
Are the police nearby? Like, am I in trouble? Obviously, I carry my age well because she didn't even realize that I was a little bit older than him. And I don't know if he ever knew because we never talked about how old we were. Obviously, because I would have known his age ended in teen.
Oh, well, you know what? That's his mama's fault. He shouldn't have been unsupervised.
I concur. But I will say, he was good at what he did for being teen but at the end. Now, I want to clarify.
Teen. He was late teen.
Right. And I want to clarify. Right, so we're not talking 13, right. 14. He was an experienced teen. He wasn't like, you know, he wasn't down there where I should register.
Right.
Not like that. But, you know, it speaks to the stigma of how mortified I was, even though we weren't that far off in age, but how mortified I was at the fact that he was younger than me by a few years. Whereas I've also been in situations where I've been the younger and the male has been the older. And I've never felt like, this is weird, or you know what I mean? Mm. It's acceptable for guys to be older.
Yeah, you're right, friend. Because, yeah, look for sugar daddy, all of that. You don't hear sugar mama too much. But then the other cougars.
Right, we're cougars. We are cougars.
Not me.
Not but you. But you know, we.
Okay, couple of things with that. Like, it's weird sometimes. Like, oh my gosh. So, My dad, I didn't meet him until I was like 30 something, you know, mm-hmm.
You were in a moratorium.
No, girl, you went to find out how to find my daddy in the phone book, sitting on my aunt's couch, calling through the phone book. But that's, that's another, we'll talk about it another time. But yeah, I found my dad, I was late in life. But to hear my grandmother, you know, referring to my creation, she would always talk about, you know, how my dad was an old man. And he shouldn't have been messing with that girl. You know, my mom was so mm-hmm. young, but. It was a few years difference, mm-hmm. but the issue was he was over 18, I think he's maybe 19, but mm-hmm. he was in the military and my mom was not. So okay. In my grandmother's eyes, this is a grown man because he's able to be in the military. He was in the military 18, 17 years.
Right.
But I say that it made me think about when I was on active duty. And I was looking out of the window I was in somebody's room and their window faced the high school. And there was this guy in uniform waiting for his girlfriend to come out of
school. That's hilarious.
And it looks weird. But even more than
that. He could have been 18.
He could have been 18.
She could have been 17.
There, when I went to.
She could have been 18.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was somewhere else and the guy was, I must've been out of country because he had to have permission or something, but he had to sign for his wife. His wife was under 18 or 18 or whatever. Because, you know, you can get married, what, 17, 18? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah, he was active duty. He had to be his wife's, like, sponsor or something. Yeah. Because, you know, and age doesn't have to be a big difference between adulthood and what's considered childhood. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, there's some different ways to look at it. But I don't personally, I don't care for large age differences. Gaps, yeah. Because if you're not in my generation and we can't relate, like, oh my gosh, I was playing Taboo with some people. Has nothing to do dating, but my partner was a much younger person. And the word was Band-Aid. So, you know, Taboo, you can't say certain words. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, look at this. Like, I got this. I looked this kid in the eye and I was like, I am stuck on.
And he looks at me and says, know.
You? I was like, I can't. Yeah. If we can't do the same music, you know, if I can't make references to movies and get it, that's just me. I can't.
Yeah.
So I would never consider, you know, dating somebody that, you know, much older.
Yeah. You know, like, and so as we're talking, that's what I love, the fact that, like, when we talk, everyone should know that our conversations are very off the cuff. Like, we pick topics and then we talk about them. Like, we don't sit and have conversations beforehand. Neither one of us know what the other one is going to say or anything like that. These are pretty much pretty raw conversations.
And I'm learning some stuff.
But I can't wait to hear more about your dad. I'm sure we'll get into mine at some point. But as we're talking and we're talking about situations and examples, I kind of sort of, I'm going to walk back what I said a little bit about how it's acceptable for guys more so than it is for women. Because the more we're talking and I'm thinking about situations, I'm like, well, shit, that's not really cool. Like, maybe it's the, like you said, the amount of time in between that's more acceptable as opposed to the male, female. Because when you look at, like, Keanu Reeves and his woman, she is, like, mad. She's not mad old. She's a lot older than him. But, man, am I okay with that relationship. Like, I love that. When you look at Cher, who was with that younger kid for the longest time, I should say broke up. He was a kid. Like, she's, like, what, 70-something, 80? I don't even know how old Cher is. But he was, like, maybe 30s or something like that.
Oh, G.I. Jane. What's her name?
Demi Moore.
Yeah, and
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, yeah. See, now right. That, yeah, because I don't do a lot of television, but yeah. I remember that. I was like, oh my.
Yeah, so I mean, you look at that, but you're not grossed out about it. You're like, oh my gosh, like, she's so much older than him.
Yeah,
oh my
I was God. Like, wow.
But then you look at, well, R. Kelly was a whole different
thing. I knew you
know.
Nope,
well,
nope.
Well, because, you know, I had to, it's hard to talk about this kind of thing without talking it, without bringing his name into it, but I'm not going to focus on it.
But it's not, as long as it's not predatory.
Right. That's what I was going to say. He was gross. But when you look at, say, like, the Anna Nicole Smith, remember her old ass husband? Like, you think that and you're like, ugh. Like, ugh. Or what was the basketball owner's name? All the guys listening are probably yelling it in some of the women too.
You know,
but
know.
The basketball guy, I can see his face. Kraft, whatever his name is, and he had that, you know, that young girl who kind of put all this stuff on blast he was saying about the black people coming to his game. Those kind of things, when you think about the age difference, you're like, ugh. All I start picturing are old balls.
Oh,
and,
you know. Do you know the movie,
Nasty
right? Is it Big Daddy? Is it Big Daddy? With
yes,
that?
That's what Adam
he's
Sandler.
Like, he's got old balls. Yes.
But you do start thinking about
that. And you're right, because I was like, it's for me, that's not desirable.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I don't know, but, you know, as I get a little older, I'm like, I don't want to, you know, am I going to look, I don't know, is it just being vain? Could I actually fall in love with Anna Nicole Smith's old man? Like, I it just doesn't look right to me that I would have anything in common, that there's any way we could have a connection. But I've never been in that situation, so I don't know.
But also, and obviously I don't know this woman, or knew her rather, bless her heart, but do we really think she was in love?
People, or do we? I would think that
There had to have been
most people think it's
right?
Because he has money. You know, that's the automatically what people go to when you have that type of age difference and there's money involved. People automatically assume it's for money. Mm-hmm. Whoever knows the truth,
right?
You know, but nobody, I mean, that's right. That's what it looks like. But I'm thinking, I don't know how much money it take for me to give him some old balls. I don't know.
Lord, Jiminy Crickets.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. While we're doing that, how about you like, share, follow, and subscribe?
But the so I'm trying to, me being out here right now in the quote unquote dating world, because I don't really
quote unquote, you out there.
Girl,
her number is.
Can I tell you that I have all these little another topic for another day, but these little dating apps and everything. But anyway.
But wait, let me interrupt. Let me see if I can get you a man. Her number is 777. What is it? 5311?
Oh,
is that the 777 5311? There you go. That's right. So if you know that, give her a call. Because you're in her age. That's right.
But I honestly, I don't have a preference for age. One thing that I think about as far as dating, I don't mind dating younger as long as I'm not dating mentally young. Like,
you gotta have maturity.
You have to be able to have a conversation with me. I can't sit and explain shit to you all day. Like, I can't do that.
Does it matter where your pants are? Where your pants are?
Girl, sag your pants if you want to. Please continue to walk by me. Like, don't even look in my direction. Don't, just please keep it moving.
Yes.
Because what I can't do is raise you.
Yeah.
I have two children already doing that. That's the other thing that I have to be mindful of, is I have two girls that I'm raising. What they see is probably what they'll emulate to some extent.
Yes.
So I have no desire for my children to see me out here with, you know, some kooky ass kid who doesn't know how to hold a conversation, can't spell, doesn't know where the commas go, can't even do that with a man my age. You know, I am about grammar.
I know.
Ooh, you know I am about grammar and punctuation.
You gotta get those commas. Your.
Right. It's not people. Two and two.
I saw a car with it written on, you know, I don't know if they're trying to be funny, and it's like, your next, but it was your, not your. I wanted to go over there and put an apostrophe on this car. It's like, dude, it's not meaning what you think it means.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. That's, oh, my gosh.
See, that's why we get along. Because that right there, oh, gosh.
Can't do it. Mm-mm. But yeah, I don't mind dating younger. I wouldn't say I necessarily have a preference, because I could be somebody's younger, you know, if he's older than me, but I just need to be able to have a conversation. I need things in common. I need things in common. I need to be able to reference songs. What I don't need from my mate is for him to tell me that Beyonce's remix of a song is the original.
Oh,
girl.
Oh, see.
I go through this with my kids when they hear certain songs and they're like, oh, so, or they hear my version and they're like, oh, they stole this from Uzi Little Vert. Oh. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, you got to go with that. I cannot. If you don't know that this is not the original, we cannot.
We have a problem.
Because like I said, I am happily married. Thank the Lord. I told my husband, I can't go back out there.
I just cannot.
You know, thinking though, if I found myself out there, I always say I wouldn't date anyway, but if I think I would go older, because right now it's not an issue, because my husband and I were just like 2 years apart. That's nothing.
Yeah.
So I mean, well, then again, what is considered older for you? What is the range on either side? That's
good question.
Yeah.
So I am 51. I probably wouldn't go younger than a mature 40. And I don't think I would go over. The over part is harder for me to put a cap on, because I know that I wouldn't date younger than a mature 40, because that's when I stop having anything in common with that generation. It's hard for me to say an age in the other direction, because there's so much for me to have in common mm-hmm. with someone older than myself. Now, would I go like my parents' age, like in like 70? I don't think so, because I'm also a sexual being. So I have to...
Girl, I got that little pill.
I've heard the stories about the men of a certain age waking up, pointing directly at the ceiling. I get that. But I don't know. I don't know that I can answer that question, because I don't know. I don't know what it would be.
You just gotta, what's that, kick the tires, drive around the parking lot a few times.
Pretty much.
Don't kill it.
I mean, you know me. I'm going to get the sex out of the way early, because if I'm not compatible with you sexually, then we can part ways as friends, as opposed to finding out later on that one of us, I'm not saying I'm great. I am great. I'm just saying that if it turns out that we're not compatible sexually, and then we end up wasting time, putting all that time and energy into a relationship. So get that out of the way. But I don't know. I'm not even opposed to 60. I also need you to look a certain way.
Well, because I know how vain that makes me sound. Well, but you look so young for your age anyway. Thanks. I know, right? So you can get away with the 40, and they might think you're robbing a cradle. I don't know. But you know, but there are people out there who look pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. I've seen some fellas, not that I was looking, honey, but you know, I know a few guys that, you know, when you, what's it? Oh, age ain't nothing but a number. I can't go there.
You see what I mean? You can't help but bring that nasty thing in the conversation. You can't help it.
But I say that to say that I've seen some people who carry their age very well.
Right.
And so it's like physically, I don't, you know, looking at them, I wouldn't think that. And then, you know, they're healthy. They're active. They could be very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrant. Well, you know what I mean.
Vivacious or vibrant.
They got some good stamina.
Let's get it. Let's go.
So it depends. It depends. I guess you have to be open. But like I said, to me, I need to be able to conversate with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just for me. It's not just about sex, and it's not just about money. Is really nice. I ain't even gonna lie. Money's
real
nice.
Right.
But if I think that if I were in the situation that I were in it, if I was in it for the money, I wouldn't do it right. You know, like I'd be wandering off somewhere else. You know, I need that compatibility. Yeah. I need the conversation. I need to feel you're a mate for me.
Right.
So
equally yoked.
Yeah. Equally yoked.
Yeah. And I don't, like I said, you know, the whole sex thing, I know I joke a lot about that. I'm not joking. But the sex is not, let's say that we're together and at some point you just can't have sex anymore. I'm not leaving you. That's not what I'm saying. We have to have already established a relationship though, like before it gets to that. But I'm saying that that is important to me.
Right.
Looks are important to me. And I know that I'm going to get smashed for saying that. Because, you know, the personality, I can't get to your personality if I'm not physically attracted to
you. And I mean, and that's what everybody, you can say what you want to say about that looks thing. But it is, like I said before, people eat with their eyes. You're going to be attracted to what you see.
Yes.
I did also say sometimes, you know, friendships can develop into something else.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go out there and fake it, be like, oh, I'm looking for an ugly dude because I want it. No, you go with what works for you and then
my,
it develops.
And my cute is not your cute.
Exactly.
And your cute is not my cute. I'm just saying that I, Natalie, need to be physically attracted to the person. So when it comes to age, you can be 65, but do you look 65, do you look 50, or do you look 80?
Right, exactly.
Did you live a hard life?
Right,
because now I probably can't get with you because I'm not physically attracted to you.
Yeah.
Talk to me, baby. Converse with me now.
We would love to hear what you have to say. I know we're not the only ones who finds life funny. Shoot us an email. Give us a comment. We'd be more than happy to respond.
So what's on your mind? Does life crack you up like it cracks us up? We want to hear about it.
Now, you talked about money. I'm not going to say no thank you to it, but the money is not going to overshadow everything that else
right.
that I mentioned.
Right, that's what I said. I wouldn't act right. I mean, I have yeah. money, but I wouldn't be acting right.
Yeah.
And that's no. So I need more. I need the money too, but right. I need more. You know, I need more than that. The thing that's going to keep me wanting to be in this relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, because exactly. if not, then you're just running around chasing whatever. You can always be chasing it, I yeah. think. But, you know, yeah. who am I to say? I've been married for ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm single, but I haven't been single my entire life. You know what I mean? I've been in long-term relationships. This is the longest I've been single. And I've dated younger. Mostly younger. I've dated older, but never more than, I'm trying to think of who, not just somebody I got with, but like somebody, yeah, I think the oldest, maybe a few years older than me as far as relationship terms, but usually younger, now that I'm calling myself out on it. And not because that was my preference per se. I think I was just attracted to those people,
right, the people.
And they happened to be younger.
Exactly.
I wasn't looking for younger.
Now you got me thinking. I have not been in a relationship with anybody younger than me. Well, as a relationship, nobody younger or older. It's always been, you know, a few years difference mm-hmm. because I guess that's what I gravitate towards. Now, just hookups, messing around, whatever you say.
Right.
There have been some older guys. But I think that was that what we talked about before, but that gullible in me.
Yeah.
You know, they saw me and I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I've had any type of serious relationship with anybody significantly older or younger than me. Like I said, definitely, I don't think I've ever messed with anybody younger than me.
Yeah.
But a few older dudes, but nothing serious at all. I've always been, you know, to my age range within just a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years. So I don't know.
I can honestly say that the last couple of relationships that I had with guys that were younger, I found myself being the head of household. Now, I don't believe in traditional, I'm man, you are woman roles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure if I see the trash is full and I'm on my way outside, I'm pretty sure I'm going to take it out.
Oh, my God.
I'm not just waiting for, you know.
It'll run over for, no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, just kidding. You know, it's now the expectation would probably be that he would, that would be
it,
his
right,
thing.
Right, right. If he saw it, go ahead and pick it
right,
up.
Right.
I'm not opposed to doing it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But I found myself not doing the manual portion of the relationship, but I always had to be the thinker. I always had to be the planner. I always had to be the one who took care of the bills. One of my exes, and you know who he is, he would just give me his money. And then I would do with it whatever, which isn't the worst thing in the world if that's what the two of you discussed and that's what you came up with. Hey, this is our account. This is our bill money that we both put into, whatever the case may be, yeah. However you work that out, you'll be in, you know, you'll be responsible to pay the bills every month, but here's our money. That wasn't a discussion. It was me knowing that if I didn't take that money from him, it was going to be gone on something else or, yeah. You know,
see, now that's another
I bet
thing.
He didn't even know how much the light bill was.
See, no. See, yeah, I like the first one you said, like, I'm taking care of this just because what we agreed upon. But I would never want to be in a situation that I feel I have to mother.
Right.
And I definitely am not going to be parented. You know, you're not my daddy.
Right.
We're never
right.
going to have that. But yeah, again, I can't raise a man. I can't respect you and raise you
right,
at the same time.
Yeah. And I think that's the other thing that when I talk about the age differences between, you know, between the sexes and regardless of who's older, who's younger, is the, like we said, the maturity level. If I have to do everything, I don't need you,
right.
Which is why that relationship yeah. ended the way it did. It got to the point where he was so comfortable with status quo. Hmm. There was never going to be any growth there. He never wanted anything different. So it was easy for me to leave that relationship. He happened to be like 7 years younger than me. So coincidence, I don't know, but it was weird that he was that young and I had to baby him. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because he was an adult. For you to get that title for adult, you need to do some adulting things.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's, like I said, maybe it's not a number for me, but I'm not going to raise you.
Yeah.
I am not. And believe me, my mama already raised me. I'm full grown. Don't come in here and try to tell me how to do what I know.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a respect thing.
It could be. It could be. It's a combination of all of the above. It really, truly is. Because an age, just because you're 30, doesn't mean you're sagging your pants, smoking blunts, and, you know, hanging out.
And listening
out.
To like, mumble rap.
Let me ask,
because, yeah, that's a thing. So some people could be an old soul. Mm-hmm. You know, you could find that younger dude who's into everything. They know what a record is, you know? You know, and they like that stuff. And they, you know, they like real music with words.
Yeah.
So it could be.
Age truly is just a number. I can't help it. But and not for nothing. He didn't come up with that damn saying. He just used it to his advantage.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's true though. Age is just a number if it's appropriate. You know, you can't be out here 30 years old and your girl is 15.
No, oh gosh.
See, you see what I'm saying?
That's just nasty.
But it's also legal.
Yeah, we won't do something legal. But my thing too is like that fine line between 19 and 17.
Yeah.
You know, it's not morally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, young man, you jump out there and make her parents mad. They can lock you up for that little bit of number. But okay, so what's that? 17 to 19, 2 years difference, but now you're 22 and 25.
Right.
22, 23, 24, 25. You know, I can't add. 22, 24. You know what I mean to say. Just slide that on over there. Slide. I'm old. My numbers fell out my head. But you know, say that same number of years slide it a little to the right, and it's not.
What about that? Remember that teacher, Mary something?
I knew I was thinking about. Yes, I've been thinking about a teacher since we started talking.
Yeah. So I'm going to say this, and again, this is just me talking shit, but I've been to my daughter's high school. Yo, some of them kids look like they are, like they have families at home.
I'm going to stop you. I went to a middle school. You said your kid's high school. I just did a book thing because I wrote a book called Wally's Dream. You can get that on Amazon.
And the best book ever.
Oh, thank you. But I went to the school to read, I mean, to like a career day. And so I asked one of the teachers, like, what grade is this? And she was like, K-5. And I was like, okay. So this group comes up and they're standing there. And I asked this kid, what grade you in? Because she is the biggest. She said 4th. I was like, oh, my Jesus. I mean, these kids don't have training bras. They have full... What are they feeding these kids?
Listen, and I'm sure we can go into this in another episode, but I promise you, it's all the shit that's in the food.
Oh, I know.
It started when parents were pregnant and they were taking in all those hormones and additives and preservatives.
Kids are born grown.
They are born grown.
Yes, development starts too soon.
Way too soon. I remember when I was younger, babies didn't even open their eyes. For like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Now they come out now and they can scroll
the phone. they know what they're doing.
They come out now with their first tooth, and you know, can see they're going to have facial hair.
Our girl that was pregnant at their thing. Her baby's born January 4th. Same day as my husband. I saw that little baby the other week. His head is up. He is looking around like, "Let's do it." Is he supposed to do that?
I'm telling you, it's an entirely different. You used to have to support their
the
heads.
They
get up on their own.
Are they delivering themselves yet?
I'm telling you.
But you're right. That is another one. But you know how I feel about that too. That they're developing. So maybe we need to put signs on our kids when they're teenagers, like underage.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. When my daughter was 16, maybe, I don't know. She was talking to somebody. I like came past and I saw her talking to somebody on the street or whatever. And I yelled out like, you know, she's only 12. Like she was 16, but I was like, but she looks so much older anyway.
Ma'am, that's us walking through the mall. And I see grown ass men. Look, my daughter is a good inch taller than me, maybe inch and a half taller.
See,
she's skinny, but she's I'm going to say it. She's gorgeous.
Yes.
And as I'm walking around and I see guys looking at her,
no.
I will throw out, she's 16.
No. Oh, gosh. Because she's 16. And that's the thing. She looks, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like you
so
said,
that goes back to Mary Kay Letourneau.
She just, but she doesn't look like it. Yeah. And if nobody has that conversation, like, hey, how old are you?
Yeah.
It's like, nobody's going to assume that she's not over 18.
Yeah. It's scary. But when we were talking about the Mary Kay Letourneau, we were talking about, you know, the age gap. And then as you get older, it doesn't seem like such a gap anymore. Well, I think she was a teacher and he was.
Was it a middle school student? Was he like 15 or something?
Yeah,
he was
like
really mad. Young.
But I mean, they got kids. They're still together.
I lost it because she went to jail. Her husband left her because she was married.
But they had at least two kids.
But then I fell off paying attention. But yeah, they kept getting back together. So
yeah,
I don't know.
So I mean, you know, when you look at it, at first you're like, "Yo, you're not like he was a kid." But I say this to say, and I swear this is, I'm not trying to condone anyone's behavior. I swear I'm appalled by it. It's nasty. But what I'm saying is when you look at these kids in school now, they don't look like children.
They do not.
And the life experience that they have now, I would not want to be a child in this day and age. I would not.
Not at all.
But the life experiences they have, they speak more maturely. Mm-hmm. They talk about things that adults talk about, because right now in middle school and high school, based on the way of the world, they are legit adulting sometimes with the stuff that they have to deal with now. So again, I'm not saying it's okay, but the other side of that coin is teachers are only 22 and 23.
You're right. Oh,
so when
gosh.
They're getting with these students, granted, we're looking at it as teacher student and that's nasty. But shit, if the student is 17 with a full beard and chest hair, and the teacher's fresh out of college, so she's 23, 24, yes, there's a huge age gap there, and it's not okay legally, but look at the situation.
Because if they were outside of
is,
this environment,
right.
If it was not teacher-student,
would you still be smashing that teacher? Now, again, to go back to what we started this whole conversation about, is it still okay if that gentleman just came out of college and he's 24 teaching a class?
No.
And that, see what I'm saying? No. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You're right. That,
and that 17, 18-year-old girl with the size D breasts and makeup, her face beat, nails out to, you know, here. Mm. We're looking at him differently, aren't we?
Yeah.
Than we are that female teacher who came out and, you know, and has got this.
But you're right. But it's all wrong. It is all wrong. But you're right. The look of it. I don't know why.
The aesthetics.
Yeah. I don't know. Because women are supposed to be more docile. I don't know why that is. But it's wrong either way.
Either way.
Either way it is. But absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, going to, I've been in some high schools too. And like I said, the nails, the lashes, the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, I thought that your skirt or whatever had to reach the end of your fingertips or whatever. Girl, the sleeves on that girl's jacket were longer than her shorts coming out of school. I was like, why? See, and that's another thing too. Like, why are they dressing like this in school? So, of course, I don't, you know, the teacher shouldn't be looking at them. But even on the way home, like, you know, you stop and talk to somebody. Why are they going to think this person looking like this just walked out of high school?
Just walked out of high school. Exactly.
It's like you won't even know.
Yeah. And then it also comes down to what is that person, the younger person, be it male or female, what are they saying to that older person? Let's take it out of school. So we're out of school now. We're just talking, like you said, we're in the mall and you happen to see someone who's attractive and you approach that person. Oh my gosh, like, you know, what's going on? What's great? You have a whole conversation. Hey, how old are you? I'm 18. Mm. Oh, okay. You're legal. I'm 24.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Mm. Then later on down the line, mom and dad find out you're dating a 24-year-old, come to find out you're only 14. What do you do in that situation? Who's right and who's wrong? Legally, the older person is now in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
They're on a registry somewhere now because that person
they didn't card them. Because
they didn't card them.
But you're absolutely right, and that's wrong. But I think these kids today, they're going to go for it. I would think they would, well, probably back in the day too, but I mean, they're going to go for it because, oh, the status of I got an older somebody.
I dated older when I was younger.
And it's like, that's...
Looking back on it now, if I hope you're listening because you're gross as shit.
But yeah, I'll that's...
that right where it's at.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, yeah, the fault could lie on both sides. Mm-hmm. But... But it's interesting because we started out talking about like you dated this younger guy, but you didn't know it. So mm-hmm. it wasn't, like I said, predatory. But I don't know. I don't even really like to think about the kids in that. You know, yeah. My mom, when we talked about age differences, I automatically went to older. To right. So like me dating a 16-year-old, yeah. that's where my mind went. Yeah. So I really hate to think about this because these young people, you know, it's forming their lives.
It is. Yeah.
You know, so if it's a crazy experience, you know, something. You know, I just would hate
that's
for them
dictate
to
the relationship exactly, for the rest
exactly.
Of their lives.
Exactly. So it, you know, it doesn't have to be that, but it could be because they're. I don't think they may not be emotionally able to handle what this, you know, this life experience that this 25, you know, 30-year-old person might have had, and now you know they might be in that R. Kelly situation. You know, it's like they think that they need this guidance or they need whatever they found themselves in as a young person. And this is now how they carry themselves into adulthood. So, you know, yeah, if that other person could have something unkind planned, then yeah, it could negatively affect that young person's life. They're not thinking about it. They're just thinking, I'm going to have some fun right now and it's whatever. Yeah. So I say card everybody. Card everybody.
Take blood. Find
60-year-old man. Let me see how old you are.
Yeah, but I think at my age, at my age at 51, I don't know how young or how old I would, you know, I don't know how young I would make the cutoff. I don't know how old I would make the cutoff. I'd like to think that I would date a mature 40 on the low end. I'll give myself 55.
But you know, with you, I mean, like, okay, you don't run 55? The risk. You don't run the risk of getting somebody too young. Because you would not even ever be attracted to somebody who could be that
young. Yeah.
But I mean, hey, if a 30-year-old snuck up on you,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd like to think that I would stick to, you know, a certain area.
But if he come in there with his record player and
you come in there with a record player and some vinyl, you might but I also have to think about my kids. I don't want the dude that's closer to their age than they are to mine. I can't do that. Now if I had money and status, I probably wouldn't give as many F's, but I don't, so I do. But I'm not opposed to dating outside of my immediate age group. I just need it to be, if it's younger, I need it to be a mature young. And if it's older, I need it to be a younger old.
Right. You can't come in there, grandpa, and we just want to sit and watch Matlock all day. No.
Whoa.
You watch Matlock?
Girl, I watch Matlock as often as I can.
No.
Matlock is the heat of the night.
See, my granddaddy. No. Used to have to watch that. How old was Matlock? My granddaddy used to, trauma back in the day. I got to sit with my granddaddy, and that's all he want to watch is that old stuff. Like,
listen,
I don't want to watch it.
Listen,
so you want you can take a Matlock man?
I will take a Matlock man, but we can't sit and watch Matlock
all day.
Because
you got to get
that's
sex in.
That's my thing.
You got to get sex in.
Well, you got to be. we can sex during commercials. It only comes on Hallmark Channel, girl. There's like 5 commercials. All of them are about old people stuff. Medicine and... What's that? Life alerts and life insurance for old people and get it for $9.99 a month. Y'all, I'm not joking. That's the only commercial that come on. But between In the Heat of the Night and Matlock, Twilight Zone.
No.
I know that they play
on
Netflix.
I have not. I just love Twilight Zone.
New Year's Eve marathons.
I don't watch television. I gotta go find me. I'm sorry. I loved Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone was the ish. And you know what I love about watching Twilight Zone? Number one, oh my gosh, the cinematography was like the ultimate worst. You could literally see the strings holding up
the spaceships.
That's number one. But number two, you get to see all your favorite actors and actresses.
When they were, I realized that I had gone back. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so-and-so. Or like, oh, they started there.
Yeah, you know,
so,
you know how many egg cracks are going to be in here the way we just transitioned away. But yes.
Yes. So you're right. I can deal with a Twilight Zone man. Yeah. Come on, bring it on. Yeah.
So we can be in love. We can be a couple, but let's not make that our all day, every day. Now, if we're just sitting and chilling on a Sunday and there's a Matlock marathon on, I'm here for it all. I'm here for it. I do it now. But I'm just saying that can't be our everyday.
That's all we do. Hold hands and watch Matlock.
And watch Matlock. I can date older, but we just have to be able to move around a bit.
I know some spry 50, 60 year olds look at them and be like, you how old?
Yeah.
So some dudes keep it together. Keep it together pretty nice. Yeah. So
I guess I better figure out something quick. I'm in the third quarter of my life.
You know what?
I mean, I look at people who've been together for 20, 30 years already. I don't even have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know.
For but to get with somebody at this age. Too,
when I meet somebody at 30, it's like, you make it to 30, but I wish I had 50, you know?
Yeah. It's like, so if I'm getting with somebody who's already 60.
Girl, you don't know modern technology.
That takes my 20. It's now, it takes my 30. We're now at 20 years. So
y'all can do it to 100, well into 100. Come on now.
Listen, my grandmother passed away at 101.
See? You got it in you.
But this is the thing, though. My grandmother had a very good point. At 101, it's bittersweet. You get to see so many generations. My grandmother was, let me see, my grandmother and 6 generations my grandmother was part of before she passed away, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
However, my grandmother watched all of her friends, of her siblings pass away.
Yeah, that's,
you know, so it came to a point where it was just family because all of her friends and everything were gone.
You're right.
Her sibling, you know, and my grandmother was the oldest of her siblings.
Oh, wow.
And wow. Yeah.
See, here comes egg crack. That's why I don't want to be a vampire.
It's true though. You live forever and just
see everybody. You're right. Because my grandmother lived 5. As a matter of fact, I have a picture of us. It's my grandmother, my mother, me, my daughter, and my grandson. Yep. So yeah, so she did get to see a lot. And it's so crazy because she was 90 something. She was not, but she said she was ready. And I was like, I don't even understand that concept. But I guess once you get to that age, like Betty White was what? 100? Was she? No, I think she's about
she
to be
about 100. To be 100. About to be 100. But then people jinxed her.
I know, by putting on a cover or something. They killed Betty White. But she had like, 3, 4, 5 husbands? I don't know.
Yeah. No, she was with...
No, she had more. She had like at least 3.
Did she?
Yeah.
She was with the one guy that she met on the show, on the match game or whatever it was, or the dating game, whatever show she was on.
But yeah, she had a few. And it's like I said, you know, when she was outlived people.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is, I guess, a negative thing of getting... At our age, you know, getting someone too much older.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then again, the younger person, even if you date younger, the younger person has that to contend with. I'm the older one. How many years are you getting out of me? You know what I mean? So,
well, look at your family. That's why I gotta move quick.
Well, I'm still willing to go places and do things because I'm gonna give myself a good 10, 15 years and I'm gonna slow down a little bit.
Oh, you're gonna be holding hands just watching this. Oh, what dang. Like, I didn't know it was a turn to that. I thought we were going to just talk about that part of it. But yeah, I never thought about me being on that. Yeah. Somebody looking at me like, are they going to take a chance with me?
That's right. It could be the opposite. See?
So what do you bring to the table?
Listen. That's right? Isn't that one of our topics? It is one of our topics. But
so I never thought about it that way.
I consider myself to actually be a pretty good catch. I do.
Oh, no, and you are. But yeah, I didn't think of, like I said, I thought about it as me looking at someone else and like, are they going to be okay for me? But I never thought the thing. Are they look like, I want you, but they're like, oh, you're too old.
What are you, right?
I know. It's like, oh, I can't have you because you're too old. Like, what? I am not.
Yeah.
So darn for making me think.
Well, all I'm going to say is stay married.
That's why
life cracks us up.
What's up, party people? This is the point in time where we need you to like, share, follow, and subscribe.